is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Enjoy ours on us, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site because you get to submit different things to it, maybe news articles or blog posts or videos or something like that. You submit it to the site and then others vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked make it to the front page of the website. Now, a week ago at this time, we were talking about our friend Pete Eyre, who was put in a jail cell for the vicious crime of wearing a hat into a room, specifically the Keene District Court here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, Pete ended up getting out because he processed. His initial refusal to process was why they held on to him. He decided he could do better on the outside, so he processed out. And part of the reason why he did that was because his friend Ademo was put in jail the following day. He was jailed while he was attending Pete's arraignment, and he kind of had an outburst in the courtroom. He was pretty upset at the this travesty of justice that was going on in front of him, and he couldn't keep it in check, basically. So he let fly with a string of profanity, and the judge did not like that very much, so he had him arrested, and then it was a contempt of court hearing that happened immediately thereafter.
Immediately.
And then he was put in jail for 60 days on contempt of court, which is awful. I mean, yes, clearly he did something that most people would not want to hear in their own homes, let alone in that courtroom.
But it wasn't a home. It wasn't private property.
That's true. It's not. It is, it is so-called public property, but it is public property that is under the dominion of the man in the robe, and he can do whatever he wants to. And it's just outrageous that somebody would have to spend 60 days in jail for speaking, basically. It would have made more sense to just remove him from the court.
Speaking in a way that is contrary to what the man in the robe.
So it would have made more sense to have him just removed from court and then move on. But he didn't even get a warning. Usually it's supposed, my understanding that when it's a contempt of court, you're supposed to, as the judge, tell somebody, look, if you continue that, you're going to get charged with contempt of court. Basically to give them the chance to say, oh boy, I screwed up. I better stop. But that didn't even happen. It was just an immediate arrest, 60 days in jail, done. And so that's where he is right now. We actually tried talking to him on Saturday evening on this program, and unfortunately the phones in the jail aren't working very well. Five out of the six phones are completely out of order. The sixth phone apparently decided to become out of order during our conversation on Saturday night. Now, whether that was a technical difficulty or whether the guards that were monitoring the call wanted to, make it difficult for him, I don't know. But he called today from the same phone, and we had a clear connection for the full 20 minutes or so that we talked. So we've got the interview was pre-recorded. I'm going to go ahead and play that back here for you. And, of course, you're welcome to call in with anything you want to discuss. This is me talking to Ademo earlier today. By the way, you can go to copblock.org. Freekeen.com is also a couple different places following the Ademo story. And there's also a free Ademo YouTube, free Ademo Facebook group. So here is the interview from earlier today. All right, we've got Ademo with us here, and he is calling us from the jail at a different time, and his phone line sounds good. So welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, I appreciate you having me in, and doing all the work you guys do to share my story and let people know of the injustice that Burke has bestowed upon me.
Well, obviously there are a lot of people out listening to this that support you, and they've been getting involved on Facebook over at the Free Ademo group, and been checking in at copblock.org to get the latest on what's going on. But what's going on, straight from you? I mean, tell us what the story is as far as your experience so far. Obviously, you got thrown in the cage for speaking out in court, and 60 days, pretty insane. So what happened after that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, to me, it was, like you said, it was completely insane. So I came into jail with the mindset that I was going to give them my name, allow them to fingerprint me and mugshot me, and that way due to my previous times being in jail, that I would get a bed and a blanket at least, and my intentions were to go on a hunger strike until they released me. I was going to talk to every inmate or guard I could, tell them my story, tell them how I merely spoke out against what I felt was wrongdoing by a public official, and you know, and by doing that, he is the only job in the world who could send me to a cage, and hope that, you know, between what everyone on the outside is doing, like you mentioned, and me advocating for guards and here, that sooner or later I'd be out, that, you know, within a couple of days it would happen. But I learned really quickly that the people in here, the people who work in here, don't really care whether you're in here rightfully or wrongfully at all. That it's a job to them. They would come and say, "Are you going to eat?" And I'd be like, "No," and I'd go to explain to them, like a new guard, why I was here. And he'd immediately shut my door and just move on. You know, this jail, as opposed to others, does a really good job of, like, giving you the choice. And they have this perception that if we say you can't do this or would you like this, and if you don't, then it's on you. That, like, the role they play in caging and kidnapping you isn't, you know, they've distanced themselves from that responsibility. And
that's, you said that's not typical. It would seem to be very typical of a bureaucrat to pass the responsibility on that onto you and say, "Well, you chose to be here by speaking out, and we're just doing our jobs."
Right. Well, passing responsibility is one thing. I mean, that happens everywhere. I'm saying that they put the choice on you. Like, normally I'm told that, like, you'll eat, or you're told that you'll go shower, or you'll do this stuff, and, like, they don't really make you do anything. Hmm. And they seem to give you the choice, but when they, you know, when you make what I guess they consider the wrong choice, they just step back. They don't, like, assault you or put you in straitjackets. And
so then you would say that that's an improvement over most jails.
Well, I mean, it's a guess, but I mean, I don't think it's an improvement. I'm just saying it's how they limit themselves from feeling responsible for what they're doing to you.
I see.
You know, they're claiming that you're doing it to you, not them doing it to you. You know. They're saying me not eating is my choice, which it is, but to me not eating was trying to get them to realize that I shouldn't be here in the first place, and that's not working because they don't care.
Well, I don't know if they all don't care. I think that there are some guys in there who totally know that there should be a lot fewer people in that jail.
Well, I would agree with that, but I'm talking about the ones I met in my first 4 days of segregation. They did not care. One individual actually looked me right in the eye after tricking me, because on day three, I wrote on my cell wall, because no one wanted to talk to me, I wrote on my cell wall, "I am here for 60 days for telling a man I did not approve of his actions. He has the only job in the world who could put me in a cage for that. I'm willing to do my unjust time peacefully," and I wrote out a few demands of, like, getting food from friends and families or jailers if they so wish to give it to me, books, pencils, paper, and whatever. And then I wrote, if not, then I will continue my hunger strike, and I am willing to stand up for what's right, even if it costs me my life, but my death would be on your hands, and, you know, because you are responsible, but it's never too late to do the right thing. And once I did that, I kind of got a stir out of the guards, because this one took personal offense. He said, "Your death wouldn't be on my hands," and he said he was going to give me some help, and he called the superiors, and he said he was going to talk to whoever, and all I had to do was leave that cell. And I said, "Other people have said this to me, you know, this jailer," and he said, "I'm not lying to you." I said, "Our word is all we have." And he said, "I understand that." And he said, "As a show of good faith, I won't even handcuff you as I take you to the next cell." And he took me over there. I went in. I didn't have anything then, no blankets, no pencil, no nothing. And a couple hours later, after I realized he lied to me, he came over and asked me if I wanted to eat. I said, "You lied to me. You're a liar." And he said, "Do you really think I give a beep if you die? I'm just doing my job." And that really messed me up. I couldn't believe it. And I was even more determined at that time to, like, continue my strike.
Well, so the whole not eating thing, I always have questioned that tactic. I mean, I don't know what it'll get you besides putting a hospital bed and hooked up to an IV. All right, so we're going to come back here with the remainder of the interview with Ademo, who is still currently in a jail cell. Hopefully we'll be able to get him out. There's a slight chance he'll be able to get out early. He'll address that a little later on in the interview. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. The man jailed for 60 days for speaking in court. It's Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Extend your life with
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You will find that the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine, like Ishtar did over the weekend. So Ishtar is our brand newest Shriner, so welcome to her. You can go, again, to shrine.freetalklive.com as we are going to continue pre-recorded interviews. Very rare that we do any pre-recorded interviews. In fact, I don't remember.
Maybe the only time.
Yeah, I don't remember if we ever have done this.
He's popping the cherry.
He has, and Adam's good at that, from what I understand. So, I don't know.
Here we go.
Ademo, actually, is his new chosen name, and he is calling us, or called earlier today, from jail, where he is sitting for 60 days for the dastardly crime of speaking in court. And, of course, as pointed out earlier, he wasn't even given a warning about this contempt of court charge. He was just arrested and then sentenced to 60 days, even after he apologized.
And after Smeg had a little outburst when she was asked to leave. So here she, you know, spoke out.
No, she had the outburst after he was sentenced.
I stand corrected. But in any event, she had an outburst and she wasn't arrested.
Well, the man in the robe was leaving the room at that point. So court was no longer in session.
Oh, so had he let an F-bomb slip prior?
Had he
let the F-bomb, you know, go
correct.
Prior, after, it would have been okay?
The man in the robe was, if the man in the robe was not in the room, you can say pretty much whatever you want in the court. There's, you know, they might get uppity with you.
But, he's like the Pope.
Well, he thinks he's very important, and he in fact thinks he's so important that he doesn't even believe he's a man. When he puts the robe on, he becomes the court. You see, it's this mystical religious ceremony that
like
they have.
Like the Pope, who goes from being the man to the mediator for God.
This is true. I guess but the Pope is always that way, right? Like, there's no time the Pope isn't the Pope. Whereas the man in the robe is a man outside of court. When he walks in, puts the robe on, he becomes the court.
The court.
And then, you know, he must be respected, or the court must be respected.
Right.
And he talks about himself in the third person. It's just this bizarro religion. Anyway, let's continue here with the interview with Ademo, who is, again, sitting in jail. You can go and get more information over at copblock.org. Also some stuff up at freekeen.com, but let's continue the interview. Put in a hospital bed and hooked up to an IV. And like you said, these guys don't care. A lot of them don't care. So the only way it would really be effective is if it somehow garnered more attention for you, which whether it would or not is questionable.
Sure, and or maybe if there were several other activists with you, if you know, if 10 people aren't eating, that, like you said, that gains more attention.
Yeah, but then you've got 10 sick activists on your hands.
True. So, yeah, I don't know the exact tactics. I guess every time, you know, I've come in, I've tried something a little different. I mean, I used to not give them my names or anything at all, but then I'd be stripped either totally naked or down to my underwear into a jail cell for days at a time, and that's torture. I mean,
yeah, it is, absolutely. And that's what Pete was telling us when he was in the holding cell when they first brought him in there, that it was very, very cold. And, you know, that was one of the ways they were attempting to encourage him, shall we say, to process.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they'd stop in and say, like, they'd tell me that Pete was out and that you know, nobody was calling, or they shut down the phone. They kind of a whole bunch of ways to get you to give, lying, you know, giving you things, pulling things, good cop, bad cop. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just a circus.
On my approach, when it comes to the jail, is to, you know, be pretty cooperative with those guys. I try to understand what it is that they're doing, and that they weren't the ones who took me and put me in the cage. They're just the people that that keep me there, and obviously none of them are, no matter how they feel, even the better ones, are going to step out of their line and possibly open the door to let me out. So, you know, I'm always a little more cooperative with them. I'm actually typically cooperative with them as opposed to the police, where I will be much more likely to, not be cooperative. But it just all depends. Usually, when it comes to the cops, I'll cooperate with them if they ask me nicely to do things. If they start ordering me around, I take offense to that.
Ultimately, that's what I've come to decide now. I mean, and I think I'm on day 7 here now, so I've been out of SEG for 3 days, eating again, which is good, and although the food isn't. But my approach now is to, I'm keeping a diary. I hope to publish that when I get out, or maybe have some friends publish it before then. But I'm also writing some other pieces that I wanted to write, reading a few more books, and every chance I get, I don't approach people. I don't try to force it on them, but whether it's an inmate or a jailer, I try to tell them why I'm here. Have them question, like, you know, were jails built for people like me or victimless offenders?
What's the response thing?
Well, I mean, mostly I get, it depends on the guard. So if I first start to talk to them, talk about them and say, hey, you know, my name is Daybone, or AKA Adam Miller, and I'd say, I'm going to tell you why I'm here and, you know, see if you got a thought. And right away someone will say, I'm just doing my job and, you know, I don't want to hear it. And then I respect that. And, I mean, at first I would get a little, I'd say why or whatever, but whatever. So that's happened like two times, I think, and most of them will listen, and then most of them say, like, well, I can't form an opinion, or I can't tell you my opinion, I'm not entitled to give you my thoughts, or something like that, which I think is a joke, because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we all have our opinion, right? I mean, you're allowed to have an opinion. I mean, I'd rather have them tell me, yes, you should be here, or no, you shouldn't. And if it's no, you shouldn't, then I always tell them, or even if they don't tell me directly, I tell them, you know, if you go home and see the videos and realize and don't think I should be here, you should email your boss. You should email Judge Burke and say, hey, you're wasting my time. You're wasting taxpayers' time, and you're taking up a bed that arguably could be used for an actual criminal without a victim.
Now, you've already gotten mail in there, right?
I have. I got in here on Thursday, and then Friday.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Actually, if I can interject, thank you, Ian. So I just was up visiting a demo, and I guess, you know, he must have spoken to the guard after he had recorded this with you. But there was a gentleman up there who is on duty. I want to say his name is Dave, but I'm not quite sure. In any case, he had a very a good conversation with him and was able to articulate his ideas of liberty, et cetera, and said that he was an incredibly well-spoken, logic, reason-based a spokesperson for the Free State Project.
Dave said that about Ademo.
Yes, and he was, you know, interested in that. And Ademo seemed to think that he had actually made some headway with him and that that things looked up for him in terms of getting out early. I have to admit that I've told Ademo, no, you're in there for 60 days. Just think you're going to be in there for 60 days.
You should expect that. Yeah,
absolutely.
You should expect the worst.
So I guess he did have a really a great conversation that he was really pleased about.
All right, so we're going to continue here in just a moment more with the interview of Ademo, who is currently sitting in a jail cell, and he's got an open phone line basically to the studio. So if things develop that you know we don't know about, he's promised to call in, keep us in the loop. But there's a little bit more remaining to this. We'll get back to that in a moment at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome as well. And then coming up later on this evening, we'll talk about spanking kids. Michelle's laughing.
Oh, goody.
And you've raised three kids, so we're going to talk about how,
yes.
You know,
and I've been spanked
does.
And I've spanked.
We'll talk about it here in a moment and take your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want. Just dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. You'll see their banner right at the top of our banner column. As we continue an interview that I recorded earlier today with a demo, because over this weekend we tried to do it live and it just didn't work due to phone difficulties. And so he called in earlier today, recorded the interview, and so we're playing that back, and we may stop down to comment a little bit further, but your thoughts are certainly welcome as Ademo sits in jail, 60-day sentence for speaking his mind in court, offending the man in the robe, although the man in the robe claimed he was not personally offended, but it was the court that was offended.
Rather extreme. I mean, that's not really, it doesn't weigh in the crime.
No, the punishment
not,
should fit the crime.
Yeah.
Right. In fact, here in New Hampshire, where we do this show, there's the New Hampshire Constitution, where it's one of the amendments that makes it very clear that punishment should be appropriate to whatever the crime was. And who would possibly say, beyond the most ardent statist, who would possibly say that 60 days is appropriate for speech?
Right.
That's what this was. It was offensive speech, no doubt. A lot of people would be upset by some of the words that he used, and certainly people that have respect for this joke of a justice system mm-hmm. would be offended by the content as well.
But he just proved the point that the court system, and particularly Judge Burke in this case, is power hungry and is authoritarian and a taskmaster.
So we're going to continue here with the interview from jail.
The actual criminal without a victim.
Now, you've already gotten some mail in there, right?
I got in here on Thursday, and then Friday, I don't know if I got mail or they're allowing my mail through yet, but Saturday I got 6 letters.
Oh, that's great.
Domini, Dave Ridley, and a few other people I can't even remember.
Are they coming through mail to jail?
I don't know if any of these came from mail through jail. I guess not, since I don't know. You know, I mean, if it would have said mail to jail on it, I would know.
I think they typically do. I've not been in long enough to receive mail to jail myself, and it wasn't around when I was put in back in the day. But I know that Mike Barsky, who runs Mail to Jail, does a reverse service that you might want to take advantage of. It's really cool. He will take your mail that you send to him, basically blog posts from jail. So it's like kind of like mail from jail, where he'll take your mail and then he'll go on freekeen.com. He's got an account there and he'll transcribe it and post it as a blog post. So that might be something you want to consider.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. There's definitely things I want to get out from here, and I'm hoping to at least, you know, turn the negative into a positive. If I can show people, you know, have activists be more prepared for if and when they go to jail and maybe what to expect, hopefully, you know, that'll be a benefit to all of us in the future. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm sure I have other ways, too, to get things out of jail. I have Lance and Brandon, two New Hampshire attorneys that are allowed to actually come and see me in my block. So I'm allowed to give them things, and you know, Pete Eyre, of course, is doing great, and Michelle Seven. So
yeah, you got a great group of supporters out here, no doubt about it. And hopefully, if anything, I mean, like you say, there's hopefully we'll get as much, you know, positive out of this as possible, and ideally get you out sooner than the 60 days. So I know folks are working on that. In fact, there's going to be some sort of a jail protest today. I'm sure you're aware of that.
I actually just heard about it last night, but yeah, I appreciate it all, like the Facebook groups, the pictures, the pages, and I'm trying to remember this woman's name, but because it's not her actual name, but her last name online is like Digitales. She sent me a great like card that had, because they weren't giving me pictures for some reason. I think it's due to my classification, but she sent me a card with like screenshots of like people's profile pictures and like the video and some comments, so that was really awesome, and it had a great message on the inside, so that really cheered me up on Saturday.
Yeah, it's cool having people on the outside send stuff in there, and mailtojail.com, of course, makes that very easy for folks to really kind of make it simple to get mail into liberty-loving prisoners here in New Hampshire. And hopefully we'll see more people making the move up here. I mean, every time they aggress against us, Adam or Adamo, rather, they, you know, are constantly, we end up seeing that people come up here as a result of that. So the more violent they get, the other side of that is that people get upset and they get fed up and they say, I've had it, I'm moving up my plans, I'm getting here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. You know, just to interrupt on that point real quick, he mentioned Lance, who was one of the attorneys, able to come and see him.
Lance Weber.
Right, has a little more, I guess, leeway than the average person does to get in touch with him in jail. And the reason why Lance is here, he told me this, was because of what happened to me by this same judge. He saw the video of me 3 years ago being, well, over 3 years ago at this point, but of me being told, you know, have a seat, and then not sitting down within 6 seconds, and or not sitting all the way down within 6 seconds, and the judge flipping out and having me thrown in jail for contempt of court. In my case, I got one contempt of court charge then, and was given two more contempt of court charges later for other issues. But it was that video footage of that happening to me that Lance saw, and he said, I got to get up there and help
these
guys.
Brought him up from, like, Kansas or something.
Missouri, I think it was, yeah.
Okay.
So just my point, you know, validating my point here that when these tyrants, when these government aggressors aggress against people, and if we get it on video, that really helps.
Yes.
But getting that stuff out there, getting this news out to people really shakes some folks awake and says, wow, they say, wow, I've got to do something now. This is unheard of. This is outrageous.
Right. And they're excited that people are saying no to that as opposed to just rolling over and
absolutely.
Taking it.
Absolutely. So hopefully the same thing will apply here with Adamo and Pete and what they're going through, because Pete's not done yet with the whole hat situation. Again, he was arrested last week for having a hat on. He's out of jail, but only on bail. So he's got a whole case ahead of him on so-called disorderly conduct for wearing a hat in court. So that's yet to be resolved. I've still got 5 misdemeanor counts that I'm facing. I'll be going to jury trials on those. And so we're starting to see the first jury trials here. It's going to be Jim Johnson, who's another activist, who's going to have the very first jury trial, I believe, for so-called trespassing, when he was just at this very jail that we're talking about, which is supposedly public property. So now we're starting this kind of new courtroom level of activism, where folks are actually taking things to jury trial instead of just going to district court and finishing it up there.
So, I was telling my mom about all of the things that are going on, and she had a little chuckle and said, "Well, honey, it seems like you're where you belong. This is the first time I've ever heard of you not being in trouble more than anyone else around you."
You do have good company, no doubt. Let's continue. Getting here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later.
Yep. I mean, I encourage other folks, you know, come on up. I mean, here's where it's at. New Hampshire has long been the center of liberty activism, and, you know, it's the best chance to have liberty in your lifetime. So if you're contemplating, just, you know, pack it up, get in the car, and head north.
Well, the phone line here is always open for you. I know you probably got to get offline here in a little bit, because as we mentioned on the show Saturday night after the phone troubles came on, we talked about how the phone situation there's 5 out of 6 phones are completely broken.
Yeah, they're out of order signs on them.
Yeah, and this is in a brand new jail facility. The thing hasn't even been open for a year yet, and already the place is breaking down. It's pretty sad. So you've got an open line to us here, as always. You know, if you've got something that's happened, you want to get out to us here on Free Talk Live, we always love to hear from you. So don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call.
I appreciate it. I'll try to check in as often as possible. I did actually find out today, too, that it is possible that I might get early release after 2/3 of my time, but the super told me that was not the case last week, so I don't know if he's already decided that, because it's his sole discretion on whether or not to give me good time or not.
Yeah, why would that be not the case? That was my understanding. I thought it was 80%, but yeah, 2/3, so that would be out in 40 days instead of 60.
Yeah, but he told me last Friday when they talked to me, when I got out of segregation, that I would not get 60 days. So I don't know, or I would not get good time, that I would serve the full 60, so I don't know if he's already decided.
I see. Yeah, I guess that is another reason to be cooperative with the captors in that particular case. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. About to wrap this up and take your calls about whatever you want. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order, or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're totally free. Enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Amazon, you know them, the world's largest internet retailer. They sell all kinds of stuff. Great prices. Amazon, you probably have already shopped there before. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through that link. It's a special Free Talk Live link that basically when you enter through it, Free Talk Live will get credit for any purchases you make through Amazon. So just start your shopping at Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We're just wrapping up the final moments here of the interview that I recorded earlier today with Ademo, as we had trouble with the phones, the jail phone system on Saturday night. It's pretty much just going to say goodbye at this point, but I just wanted to make sure we finished it up. And then, of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, it's whatever. I mean, I don't want him to do me any favors. I mean, if he's going to, I think his sole decision was due to my hunger strike, which really was no inconvenience to them at all, and actually was a benefit to them. I mean, they didn't have to make one more meal, and I didn't really do anything to anybody. So as far as the writing on the walls, I cleaned that up. So
you did.
See what okay. Wrong with. Yeah. So,
all right, man, I'm going to put you on hold here real quick, and thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll keep in touch. And we will indeed. As he knows, he can call here anytime to keep you in the loop as to what's going on with him. He's also working on a journal. Hopefully he'll be sending out some of those journal entries as blog posts, and we'll get them up over at freekeen.com. So we will keep you in the loop as to what's going on with this man in jail. But it's not just Ademo that is in jail unjustly. This country is full of people who are sitting in jail cells, and they have not harmed another human being. They have not aggressed.
Not just this country. How about Guantanamo?
Sure. All around the world,
this is
going on.
As part of the United States effort to rid the world of people who use foul language or have religious beliefs that are different from other people's or whatever. We're just going to legislate, and we're going to arrest people, and we're going to control everything, and God bless America.
Right. We're pointing this out because Ademo is a friend of the show. He's been on as a co-host, actually a special co-host a number of times. And we're talking about this because he's close to us, right? So that's why we're focusing extra on this. But I don't want his plight to overshadow the rest of the folks that are in that jail and the jail near you. I think a lot of people, when they look at a jail, they say to themselves, well, that's where the bad guys are. And it's not true. Nothing could be further from the truth. There are some bad people in jail, no doubt about it. But a lot of them, they have, you know, they've been put in there for a plant.
Or victimless crimes,
right.
You know, drug charges or something.
Prostitution,
yeah.
Or whatever. They have not done anything that has created a human victim. And they're sitting in there. In fact, the guy that runs this jail is Rick Van Wickler. He is with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. This is a man who understands that the people in his jail, a lot of them, shouldn't be there. And Mark, joining us a little late this evening. Good evening, Mark.
Thanks.
So
we're going to talk about spanking in a little bit.
We are
going to
talk about
him.
Spanking.
Okay.
So, Mark, I mean, you didn't hear any of that interview. I think you were on the way in here at that point in time. But effectively, you know, Ademo in jail, 60 days. Any thoughts you want to add into the discussion?
Well, I think it's the Constitution outlaws cruel and unusual punishment. As far as I can tell, speaking out in court was inappropriate. He used foul language. He was he talked out of turn. He shouldn't have been doing it at that time. If that behavior had been perpetrated anyplace else in the United States, the person would have been asked to leave, and he wasn't asked to leave. He wasn't given an opportunity to even shut up. They just tossed him in jail. Then he was, given the opportunity to grovel. He did grovel, and they still gave him 30 days after groveling. 60 days after groveling, and I think there's a disparity there. I don't think that's the right sentence for the crime.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, will anything actually happen to the man in the robe as far as some sort of judicial sanctions or punishment? Odds are against it.
No, but we're going to try. I mean, we're going to write to the... Yes, absolutely. The legislators who were just voted in. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you all who are libertarians. And those people are who... appoint the judges. They're not elected here.
I believe it is the governor that appoints the judges.
Okay, well...
I don't think so. The State House has the most control. I think the State House has a lot to do with the appointing, or at least the maintenance of judges.
They may be able to remove one, but it's my understanding that he's appointed.
We're going to ask that they remove him.
Well, that's good. I hope that works out. You know, I mean, all channels should be tried. It's just that I don't tend to... Somebody complained to the Judicial Conduct Committee about the same judge a few years ago with my case, where he loses it on video and he very clearly violates their own code of ethics, mm-hmm. and they just bounced it right back in the guy's face, the guy that complained about it. They didn't care.
You know, we're talking about Ademo, but I think you mentioned that he was there for Pete's hearing, and you know,
right, for wearing a hat in court.
Right. The thing about Pete is that before he processed, he was a non-entity in the jail. And that, I'm sorry, I just can't get my head around that. We went up to visit him, we went in to check on him, and the jailers, everything from the desk clerk and whoever answers the phone, et cetera, would not acknowledge or confirm that
he was even there.
He was there even to his mother.
That's
you know?
Sick.
Yeah, it really is.
So, by the way, this program brought to you by Memory Dealers, and the webcam brought to you by Memory Dealers. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. You can chat with other listeners. The chat room's built in. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, that's MemoryDealers.com. Let's go to Brett in Indiana on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't have a whole lot of time, but I just wanted to make some comments about the whole Ademo thing here. Mainly, I just wanted to say how great I think it is that the way you guys rally around everybody up there and how close you guys are, because there is no way if that were to happen down here that anybody would come to my rescue. I can tell you that much.
You certainly wouldn't have, and I know you're in Indiana, so it probably gets a little cold there. You probably wouldn't have, I guess we had maybe 8 or so, maybe 10 people on the side of the road.
I guess like around a dozen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, probably at least 10 then. People on the side of the road in the middle of wintertime holding signs, doing essentially a protest sign waving outside of the jail. Again, we're here in New Hampshire. It must have been 20 degrees out today when folks, and the sun was down, by the way, when people were out doing that today. And it's just the community here is absolutely incredible, and it's something that deserves to be experienced. If you're someone who loves liberty, you're someone who claims to love liberty, if you've never been around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, you don't even know what can be possible. We barely even know what's possible. I've seen things happen here already that I thought maybe they'd happen a few years down the road, like from now, but they've already transpired because the community is just that incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I've said, you know, like some people know, you know, me and Adamo, we work together on CockBlock. And, me and him, we've gotten to know each other over the last year and stuff. And, you know, I just know, you know, I've had some people up there in New Hampshire tell me, you know, they want me to come up there, try and help do whatever I can. I've done what I can from down here. And I know, you know, there's been some free staters up there. They've told me, you know, trying to help whatever I can to get me up there, even for just a couple days, you know, to try and see what I can do to help, you know, to help out a demo, get them some letters, maybe talk to somebody, you know, maybe help them get them out or something like that. I just know, you know, that would never happen down here. And I think this case with a demo is the one thing that, you know, it's the straw that broke the camel's back, and it's really made me want to push my move up to New Hampshire a lot quicker, I can tell you that.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier, how when people see these just outrageous examples of government intrusion and aggression, it does, I think it does, for a lot of folks, give them a little fire in their belly, if you will, to get here sooner. So what are you going to do to move up your plans?
It all still rides on if I can talk my daughter's mom into it, but this is, you know, it's just going to make me want to press harder on the issue with her and say, you know, this is something I really want to do, and, you know, and I want you guys all to, you know, I want my family to come up with me. And, you know, I'm just trying to tell them, you know, there's people around there that are just going to be so incredibly nice to you. It's nothing like what you're going to find around here in Indiana, I can tell you that.
Well, it's not to say that people in Indiana aren't nice. It's
No, I'm not saying that at all. But
it's just that, you know, there's just not, where I come from, down in Sarasota, Florida, there just wasn't a cohesive liberty community. Yeah, there were some folks that believed in the ideas of freedom, but about all they would do would get together, you know, once a week at Bennigan's and, you know, have a few drinks and argue about stuff. So really not much was going on as far as advancing the ideas of freedom. And I thank you, Brett, for the call tonight. That's Brett from CopBlock. That's CopBlock.org. 800-259-9231. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project and what's happening here. In fact, we'll tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in a bit. Hour 2's next. Spanking coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.